Well, the rand kicked off the week on the back foot as it struggled against a resilient greenback and as rising odds for a rate cut at the next MPC meeting dulled appeal for the local unit too. Joining me now to discuss some of the factors influencing some of the movement we are seeing is Luqman Otunuga from FXTM. Thanks so much, Luqman, for your time this evening. So from about 14.50 thereabouts in December, the rand slumping back in January, sitting now at about the 15.30 level. What are you making of current valuations?
Well, thank you for having me here today. Yeah, the South African rand seems to have stumbled into the new year, struggling to nurse off the, you know, painful hangover saw near the end of 2020. The rand has actually depreciated against every single G10 currency year to date, and it's down over 4% against the dollar. I think when we're looking at the local currency is dealing with negative domestic risks. That could actually reduce buying sentiment towards it. And this is the paradox, because even though domestic conditions in South Africa are really hitting the rand, the conditions outside of Africa, you know, actually in favor of the rand appreciating in the medium to longer term.
Absolutely. We had, with that in mind, you know, those global factors in play, Luqman. You know, early January, a Reuters poll showing most emerging currencies likely to continue last year's rally. So how off kilter is the local unit when compared to its emerging market peers?
Yes, certainly. When we're looking at the rand closely, especially when compared to its emerging market pairs, we have to keep in mind that South Africa received a double blow in December with the double credit downgrade. At the same time, there's rising concerns over South Africa actually entering a possible debt trap. And when you add to the fact that there's surging COVID cases, despite the positive conditions outside of South Africa in the form of the great reflation trade and a weaker dollar in the medium to longer term, this is really limiting the rand's gain in the short to medium term.
Luqman, what does South Africa want at the end of the day? A softer currency that makes exporters a little bit more competitive, or a stronger currency that keeps our imports affordable, inflation under control, and rates low?
When considering the SARB's goal to keep inflation in check, I think South Africa is aiming for more of a stronger currency. And it's very interesting that we're talking about this, because we've got the SARB meeting this week, which expectations remain mixed. There's a camp that believed that the SARB could cut interest rates again after the aggressive monetary policy easing we saw in 2020. And there's another camp that believed that interest rates are likely to remain unchanged. I'm in a camp that believes that interest rates are going to remain unchanged, given the fact that we have to keep in mind that lower interest rates may weaken the South African rand, and this is the last thing the country needs, especially when it's dealing with the surge in COVID cases and the sluggish rollouts and the vaccinations.
Yeah. On your end, Luqman, what would be an optimal level for the local unit? What kind of trading range have you pegged out?
I've got my eyes actually around the 15 level, the 1500 psychological level. There's, you know, the South African rand has been trying to find stability around this level, especially looking at the end of 2020. But we have to keep in mind that even though we have the great reflation trade, you know, back in play, which is going to result in a weaker dollar in the medium to longer term, something that is going to be a welcome development for the South African rand. I think the key thing that is really going to dictate where the rand trade, especially at the end of Q1, will be how markets react to the 2021 annual budget in February.
Yeah, well, let's leave it there, Luqman. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Luqman Otunuga from FXTM.